What difficulty?
Diff 7.
Okay.
May I also make that roll?
Sure.
Six successes.
Okay.
Unnecessary, then.
Okay. There is quite a lot of magic coming off of this little item. In particular, forces, mind, prime, and a little bit of time. With six successes, fuck it. The prime enchantment in particular looks like something that Chase has gone over with you in the past. A prime enchantment can be created to key an item to one specific pattern. Essentially, a keyed pause on a trinket or a wonder that it will only function in the presence or in contact with the correct pattern.
Okay.
Think of it as a magical fingerprint lock.
And you said it was prime, forces, mind, and time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's reaching into the box and carefully taking out the little sphere.
Okay. When you touch it, it projects an image in the air in front of you. About quarter scale of a person. A familiar person, in fact. It is Father Ignatius of the Order of Albrecht. Or Albrecht, rather, excuse me. Greetings. If you are hearing this, then I assume our message reached Miss Naomi Gilmore. Anyone else would not be able to read this, I hope. So I will assume that this message reached who it was intended for. On our last contact with your group, we discussed the possibility of Nefandic activity in our surroundings. I can unfortunately report that we have confirmed such activity to be taking place. One of our junior brothers was escorting a group of refugees to the safety of our domain and came under attack by common brigands. In his panic, he utilized magic to contact us to call for reinforcements. Best we can tell, his use of magic was tracked by Nefandic entities, who then proceeded to locate him and the refugees that he was escorting. I will spare you the description of what was done to our brother. It is of the utmost importance that you take all possible precautions not to have your magic detected. We believe that these Nefandic agents are explicitly seeking magic users and tracking the usages of their abilities. If at all possible, we believe it would behoove both of our organizations for us to meet in person near our domain and begin planning a common strategy. Take extreme caution with all casting. And he basically crosses himself, does his standard go with God, and the little golden pearl disintegrates, just kind of fades to dust.
You know, he's going to have a very interesting reaction when he finds out that the Nafandi already know we're here. But we really could have used this slightly sooner.
That, and I don't know if it's the stress, but I do find a little bit of irony about a box needing to be opened with magic to tell me to be very careful about using magic.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Chase, Jesse, can you both get up here?
Yeah. Runs.
Same.
And just to be clear, Olathe and Astoria and Jessica were able to hear the message as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Quick recap. This Raven was a messenger from the Order of Albrecht. Father Ignatius sent a message saying that they have confirmed Nafondic activity, and they believe that the Nafondi are tracking people by their magic usage, and to be extraordinarily careful with any and all magic usage we partake in, and he wants to meet in person as soon as we can.
The Raven, as you finish spelling that out, nods like 3 times in a row, and then proceeds to hop down the stairs.
Naomi gives it a bow as it's leaving.
And flies out the front door.
Heron crows, following the Raven out. Until okay. He leaves. And then Taryn comes back.
This is my group. This is my people. Get out of here. Rude.
My peanuts. Rude. My peanuts. Rude. My peanuts.
This town ain't big enough for 2 blackbirds.
This town ain't big enough for 2 corvids.
It's gonna be real funny if having Milo as a familiar doesn't work out for Naomi and she does get a different corvid. It'll be a magpie, though.
Why not like a robin?
I said corvid. Robins are definitely not that.
Like Greckle.
Is it Blue Jays? I think it's Blue Jays.
I hate Blue Jays. It's my problematic fact of the evening.
Blue Jays are, in fact, of the genus Corvidae.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like one very brightly colored bird that's a corvid, and
there's actually more non-black corvids than black corvids, but
I think cardinals are corvids. Anyway, not the point. Get a colorful corvid.
Chase is just going to be happy if Naomi gets anything other than Milo.
Ah, kind of. He's evil.
Yeah.
He's been helpful to her the last several sessions where he's come up.
He has. We'll take it. We like the improvement.
Super reluctant agreement.
He hasn't been as mean to Samson.
Just because he's evil doesn't mean he's not useful.
Why do one of those birds look like it has a tail in the shape of a ball sack?
Nice.
It does.
It does. It's
Wait, which
the
one?
The one on the left,
racket toiled tree pie.
Gross.
That's fantastic. I love that.
Get some underwear, bro.
Oh, man. He's letting it swing free in nature.
Balls out for Taryn, I guess. Anyway, back to the plot.
Oh, wow. He's getting corded.
He's getting corvid.
Okay, it doesn't quite look that much like a ball sack. It's more of a... I'll send you a picture. Hold on.
Testa-tailed.
Please don't send me a picture of a ball sack.
Okay, yeah, it doesn't look as much like a ball sack.
No, it doesn't.
I really like that bird. That's a neat
It's
bird.
A really cool bird.
That looks like
anyway,
like
back to the plot.
Massive derailment.
Yeah. Balls
sorry.
And birds.
I'm not sorry.
Birds and ball sacks. Make that the name of the episode. Jesus Christ.
Birds, so... ball sack? What?
God damn it! Damn it!
You did this, buddy.
I feel like I need to do the fucking sits on mountain thing and whack your knuckles with a stick. Anyway.
Good luck over the internet.
Yeah, you know. Back to the plot. Naomi has just laid out the message from the choristers as to what's going on. The crow has departed, or the raven has departed the premises. What now?
God fucking damn it.
That's twice today, Chase.
It's three times today.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it is. I can't count. Three times today.
Why are there Nafondi?
I mean, we already knew there were Nafondi.
I was about to say.
Bro, just go to fucking Alaska and set up a Nafondi kingdom several states away from me. I literally don't care what happens over there.
Apparently so they don't either. Stories, maybe that's right? Where we need to move.
Fuck. I've been trying to get us to move since we got here. Let's go.
It's really cold in Alaska. I've been there.
It is.
I'm going to Tahiti.
Isn't Alaska igloos like are a kind technocrat of fun, though. Stronghold?
It was.
I'm pretty sure that's a myth.
It's coming from you and your mole people?
Mole people are real.
So are technocrats.
Yeah, not in Alaska. Why would they go with
Are they still?
They're in West Carolina.
Okay, guys.
They're everywhere.
That's like a face palm.
Back to the immediate problem of the Nafondi. So do we want to go ahead and reach out to the Order?
God, what if it's two kinds of Nafondi? Yeah, we need to reach out to them, but what...
And also, what are we going to do about the town? More and more magic stuff keeps popping up.
I mean, they already know we're here.
Well, it's not just that, but what if stuff happens while we're not even here?
Fuck, I'm supposed to talk to Joseph today.
Okay.
Sorry, that was 3 months ago. We have hunters. You know what hunters are great at? With the right nudge, finding Nafondi without using magic.
But do they know that they're hunters? Is it a deliberate thing? I thought that was one of the things that we were talking about.
No, but that means we can teach them how to find Nafondi without using magic.
And have them firmly on our side with a common enemy.
Yeah, when we tell them, like, hey, Nafondi are pretty specifically mages that make deals with devils, and we kill them on sight, here's how to find them. That's, like, specifically what they want.
Maybe leave the demon deals out of it?
And are we really comfortable with people who are already not fond of us learning how to hunt mages better?
More comfortable than I am not having any backup when vampires decide they want to take over Kirkland. But, point taken.
One catastrophe at a time.
We're about seven layers into the lesser evil at this point. I just... If they're willing to back us up for as long as they're willing to back us up, it might be worthwhile. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer or something.
I really, really, really wouldn't mind having people that we trust more integrated with that sort of stuff, though. I don't know, maybe someone from Father Bob's church cooperating with them. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you're right. You're right. We'll get to that in a little bit. We should probably figure out how to set up a meeting with the Order here.
Pick
and
the idol, right?
With magic.
From the sanctum, someone taking the idol, someone else covering up for them.
You know?
Same way we used to do.
I bet you the bird that we just let go is probably going back to them and could very easily have taken a small piece of paper for a note.
Out of character, what a fun note.
I can send Taryn after him real quick and give him one.
Yep. Well, with the level of security that they put into making sure no one but me could even get the message, I don't know if they'd appreciate us sending something back that casually. According to him, it was very specifically locked so that only I could open it up and understand it.
In case the bird was intercepted, probably.
Probably.
But also, like, the thing with the hunters, like, if, what that means is, if they're good at hunting the Fondi, that means we're not leaving the town completely undefended if we, when we need to go do something. Like, and also, like, Allison and Bodhi are still here, too.
And we need to make sure that Allison and Bodhi and Lachlan all know about the be very careful with magic.
Is Lachlan still in the room?
Yeah, Lachlan is still in the room.
Okay, I didn't know if he ended up following Jesse downstairs or not.
If he had, he would have followed her back, so.
Okay.
I mean, I hate to bring it up again, but, like, several mages getting caught in a time loop is no small feat of magic. So, like, anything that we're kind of doing now is small potatoes in comparison, right?
If we aren't entirely detected yet, having an air of caution moving forward is not a bad idea. And we don't necessarily know if that time loop will register the same way, given that Jesse wasn't able to stop it in the repeats. It was difficult for us to detect exactly what was going on, and apparently it was from a god or the follower of a god that's not even human. So we might get lucky and have that be able to skate under the radar.
I'm just saying we should be prepared for something coming probably today, because between Chase coming back from Pangaea, the time loop, and all the magic we've done trying to figure out what's happening here, we've done a lot of magic today, like big magic.
I mean, I'm going to say again, the Nafani at the very least know we're here. They literally had one of their people in our town.
And definitely would have been watching what happened there and seen that it was resolved, like, visibly with magic.
And that's going to get kind of a bit of a point from Olathe of, like, that.
Like, I can't imagine giving somebody a Hellgate charm and not watching to see what happened. That's, like, the whole point, right? If you're going to send somebody with a suicide vest somewhere, it's because you want to get a show, because you're a sick fuck, like a Nafondi.
So, I think what that means, then, is that we have to train the hunters, because otherwise, every time we leave Kirkland, we're leaving them defenseless. And, I mean, at least Joseph and we are on the same page about keeping Kirkland protected. Like, we haven't proven to be enemies of Kirkland, so at least as long as we're still protecting this place, we're allies.
I don't like it, but as we said, we would be leaving some mages behind. And even if it's not necessarily knowing how to hunt Nafondi, at least them knowing how to detect Nafondic magic would be enough. Give us time to get back if something does start happening. At the very least, Joseph already knows how to detect when we do magic. Being able to point him at a real threat would be useful.
God damn it.
Yes, Chase?
Just the whole situation, you know?
I agree. There's, believe me, no part I like of aiming Joseph's people at more violence.
Maybe all the races still get killed off trying to protect people. And then we'll have less races and more people protected.
I don't think luck works that way.
Because you're not lucky.
It can.
A small grin at Astoria.
Regardless. I guess we go back into town. Well, we go back into town. We go into the sanctum to handle being as sneaky as we can about grabbing their idol. Because they just didn't provide us with a way to contact them outside of that, it sounded like. They said we should talk in person, but we still don't know where they are, so...
Yeah...
We'll do that as quietly and sneakily as we can, and we'll talk to Joseph and figure out where the fuck to go from there.
Would we like to take this with us as well? And gonna just touch the mirror? Or actually, probably not even touch it, just kind of point to it.
Do we want to bring an Afandi-touched artifact inside our sanctum?
That's what I was about to bring up. I don't think it's the best idea in our sanctum, but also I'd rather it not be in the same house as my parents.
I think Jupiter sounds like a good place for it.
Well, if we're going to try and track them back through it...
Are we still committed to trying that?
I don't know that we were 100% committed in the first place.
I mean, it does need to be dealt with, but if it's an entirely separate sect of Nafandi, we don't need two of them keeping their scope set on us, as it were, I guess, at the same time.
Jesse.
Yep.
I'm guessing you've gathered from all of this that you're no longer allowed to own mirrors, right?
Yeah, that's, she's gonna wave her shield a little bit. I got mirrors on this too. Like, am I gonna have to pull those off?
No, we're just gonna have to not be sleeping near mirrors, so.
Oh, okay, yeah, we can do that. Keep them all downstairs. Outside of bedrooms and stuff.
You know, walking away when mirrors start talking to you would probably be a good decision. Mm-hmm. It's only happened while you were sleeping so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You haven't just checked your makeup in the middle of the day and seen mother staring back at you through a compact or anything? I know. My point is, it hasn't just come up out of the blue.
No.
No visits at lunch. Okay.
Do you have any mind ward practice?
What, me?
Yeah.
I can't not. I can't do any of that.
You might want to start. And spirit, too. If you're trying to keep her out, there's only so much we can do to keep you protected all the time. If they start taking hits when we're away from you, it'd be good to be able to do it yourself. I think we should start working on that.
Alternative here. Um, Maybe we should start looking at Lachlan learning how to do that. So that somebody who is so far not documented to be affected by it at all is handling that.
That way, if they do manage to get a hold of her, they can't use their own magic to fight back.
I think that's a good idea.
I mean, you didn't wake up this time.
That's true.
Sure didn't.
It's ideally something that you would do before you go to bed. I mean, if she hadn't, or if he hadn't, then once it starts, it's probably too late. Speaking as a mind mage here, if I know that my target is asleep, I'm going to own them before they wake up, because I'm not going to wake up somebody.
Right.
Jesse needs to have mind wards happen from some source, some kind of way, before bedtime, so that they're just up already when someone shows up, is the point.
Maybe a trinket or wonder we consider looking at as well.
Something. Let's get the mirrors out of the bedroom. And maybe... any rooms that border this room? Just to make sure nobody's trying to knock on a wall through a mirror and get you to walk into the next room or something.
Lachlan is already hauling the mirror downstairs.
Good man. Jesse, we're going to find whoever's trying to fuck with your brain and we're going to skin them alive.
Yeah, and then I'm tired of being... I'm done being the fucking problem for a while. Give me somebody else's turn.
We're taking turns. I thought it was just all of us always.
I'll say, I'm pretty sure Jesse did take a solid break from being the problem for a while there.
My head is
the first time she's been the problem since Vinny, actually.
So, mirrors removed for now.
I'm never gonna buy off vanilla at this rate.
You don't need mirrors for that.
No, but it's a joke.
Okay.
And there's still the other parts of the house to make it a little easier to buy off.
Back to town. To the sanctum so that at least two people can shield Naomi's magic while she grabs the idol.
Okay.
She can, or a lathe that can reach out to grab it.
Yeah. I just show of hands here. Who thinks that we do need to just take the mirror and look through it right now?
I mean, the likelihood of there being two groups in a Fondi feels kind of low. However, on the way back, Olathe is going to float a horrible theory of, you know, maybe all of the avatars that were Gil-Guld before this weren't actually destroyed. They were just locked up and whatever this is unleashed them.
Oh, God. Every Nafandi ever killed is back. Fuck you. Get out.
That's horrible. I'm gonna have nightmares.
I mean, for all we know, a Gil-Guld is what caused this.
Cause the theory the I change?
Like. Yeah. it's as valid as any other theory we've come up with.
It's definitely ecstatic on the moon, but we have plenty of time for theorizing when we don't have Nefandi breathing down our neck. We probably will never not have Nefandi breathing down our necks, will we? Ah, damn it. Let's go call church, Dad.
Leaving Kirkland never sounded so good.
Well, we can find new psychopaths somewhere else.
Quietly, so that Chase is the only one intended to hear, but other people probably could if they listened. Jesse. Naomi is going to say, and I was just thinking that I was finally going to start looking into setting up that shrine.
Two tens and a nine on that roll. Two nines to listen in on that roll.
Yeah, you heard that. What?
Yeah. I don't want to leave.
You were... Okay, let's, we'll talk more about that one soon, too.
May not need to. We'll find.
Okay. Wow. You know, 3 months on a mountain where all I had to do was learn magic. I'm...
lucky?
In retrospect, I should have fucking savored that a lot more than I did. If it wasn't for the whole I need to get back to Naomi and Samson, I might have even been able to enjoy that, because this is a lot, and I had almost forgotten how a lot that being here could be.
And we haven't had a break from it.
Yeah. In my defense, it didn't feel like a break. I was near panic attack pretty much the whole time. But
not
saying
that you were.
No, I know. I just...
We need to pasta tonight to remind you what you were missing.
Character, we've had some decently long gaps.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
Not 3 months.
We've also had some decently six problems at the same time stretches, and
Naomi is also going to
got dumped back into one.
Naomi's also going to speak up, looking at Jesse and saying, "I'm keeping him tonight."
Yeah, soon, Jesse. But yeah, I'm going to be on the couch with my girlfriend and my dog for. Until that stops sounding like a great idea.
You're never going to get up then.
I will eventually have greater ideas that pop up, like not getting killed or that kind of thing. But yeah, you're probably right. And,
all right.
Onward to the sanctum.
So, you guys arrive at the sanctum with, without too much fanfare. Unremarkable trip back through the woods, back into town. Where the town is back into full swing of falling into winter habits. A lot of crafting and wood gathering and such going on. But you, no one really messes with you, and you arrive at the sanctum in good time. Now what?
Well, now I guess the core mages are reaching out stealthily to go grab an idol.
Okay.
So
I know that Jessie is one of the core mages with Correspondence 3, but do we want her to sit out on this for Rotten Liar?
That's probably a good idea.
It does extend to magic.
Well, what I was thinking is technically if Jessie's not one of the one, if just is just doing the fetch, not doing the cover, technically it shouldn't apply to our covering it.
Counterpoint, Rotten Liar is a +2 difficulty and the Sanctum is a -2 difficulty, so like, fuck it.
Sanctum's -2? I don't know why I thought it was -1.
Sanctum's -2.
So 5 points.
We spent a lot of points on the Sanctum.
Fair enough. Okay, cool.
Look, Jesse, I know this kind of hiding magic is weird to you, but you gotta give it a try every now and then. Because, like, you still can do it. It's just weird to you.
Well, I know. I'm just saying now is not the time to practice, in my personal opinion.
We can also take it slow. We can also take it slow and take it longer than we absolutely have to be extra careful about it.
Yeah, I just don't want to get us in a bad situation because my magic is loud, I guess.
Well, our magic may be loud without you, too.
I believe
that is 3 suck for Olathe. But yeah, Olathe's they can take part in it.
What was the diff?
Should be a diff 3. So for you, diff 5.
Okay.
Because you're counteracting the Sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have going on here is what? Prime 2 and then Correspondence to matter to as separate things.
Right.
Oh, okay. Interesting, but yeah. I was like,
do I need prime 2?
Can't you just cover it with more? Yeah, I do have higher than prime 2. I just thought you could cover your magic with the...
I don't believe so. I need to actually double check that in how do you do that, but I'm 90% sure you actually do need prime to cover to cast stealthily.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know that we have been doing that as much earlier, so fair enough.
I've only been doing it with characters that have prime too.
In one of the games everyone was talking about just that, you know, covering it with like, you know, doing a core thing, and some of the core successes were that. I don't remember Prime 2 ever being brought up as part of it.
For what it's worth, with Naomi's successes, she is going to use what needs to actually get the idol, and the rest is going to coverage.
Okay. Alright. That is more than enough to yoink the icon off of its pedestal. And per usual, you would wait to hear back from them. That's how that had worked previously. Now what?
Are we...
get in contact with Joseph, probably.
Yeah, so I think we probably end up kind of dividing off our own things, or are we all going to talk to Joseph?
Shrug. I don't mind doing that if there are people here that would rather not talk to him at all. I don't mind the company for it, because it's going to be a weird conversation.
Well, I'm coming with.
I do have other conversations I need to have today, but I don't mind going with if you think it'll help, but I can't guarantee my presence will help.
Shrug.
I know I'm quite capable of getting this one done by myself. I'm definitely not opposed to whoever wants to tag along. It is up to you guys. What time is it?
It's probably late morning, closer to noon at this point.
Cool. 11:25.
There you go.
Okay, so we're not going to be interrupting his breakfast. We're not going to be... Oh my god, I'm still hungry. Chase resumes eating Reese's Puffs.
Hey, Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do a little frivolous bit of magic to derail slightly?
Go for it.
Please.
Naomi's going to pull out her compact and call her mom.
Okay.
And... with Risak on, call Kyoko. Hey, Mom?
Yes?
Is there any chance that any of the food that you guys are cooking in the kitchens today is done?
Yes, we have food ready for lunchtime already.
Can I take some of that from you right now? Chase has had a really, really rough morning.
Certainly.
This is my turn to say we're in my house and I have food, right?
You're not in your house anymore.
We're back to the same.
Oh, rip, my bad, I forgot.
Can you just put it in one of the cabinets and I'll pull it from you?
Certainly.
That's an unnecessary number of successes for that.
Okay.
Six successes for pull food from cabinet.
That's fucking
you can use five of those for stealth.
Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Technically speaking, since this was also occurring within the sanctum, seven successes.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. It's pretty basic. It's like cornbread, some winter greens, and a bit of venison. Like, it's not a whole lot going on here. Simple peasant food, but, like, they do their best with it.
Naomi pulls that out of the cabinet. Thanks for Mom. Chase? Here's something a little bit more than cereal.
You're amazing.
I try to look out for you.
And Chase is gonna commence devouring it, like, just with his hands.
That tracks. All right.
Well, before everybody scatters, whoever's got the idol, I guess, is who gets contacted. Naomi, you're going to be with me, and I'm going to be talking to Joseph.
I can hand the idol off. If Aletha has other conversations she needs to be making today, I can hand it off to her.
I can take it. I don't think there's anyone who I plan on talking to that will freak out about magic happening around them.
Okay. I guess just give me and Naomi a call before you finalize anything with them in case...
I'll give you a call as soon as they call.
Okay.
And hold up the little charm of Naomi's for a mind link.
Yeah. Hopefully they just call while we're all together. But if they don't, you know, we're gonna go talk to Joseph, and that may involve plans, and we don't need conflicting schedules.
Okay.
And we say it, so we do it, I guess. Can I go look for Joseph?
Okay. Takes you about half an hour to roam through town and ask people where the fuck Joseph is and figure out where the fuck Joseph is. He's over by the training ground organizing another militia practice because there's a lot of that going on because it's winter and there's not as much to do. He is currently standing on the sidelines watching about 30 people going through spear drills, basically. And he kind of sees you walking up behind him, and or adjacent to him at least, and kind of looks over his shoulder and gives you a nod. Morning.
Morning. Lots changed in the last 24 hours, hasn't it?
Could say that.
What I'd like to say is, there's going to have to be a lot closer cooperation between your people and our people if we want the best outcome for Kirkland. And kind of gestures towards the training field. It's going to involve this kind of thing. If you're open to it.
What exactly do you have in mind?
Well, given that we seem to be something of the, forward operators, as it were, we obviously can't be here in Kirkland every moment of every day to make sure something like what happened yesterday doesn't happen again. Or werewolves or vampires or et cetera, et cetera. You get the point. The point being, sometimes we have to leave.
And you're looking for a garrison to hold the town while you're gone. Yes. Offense and defense.
Expecting you are already somewhat considering yourselves the garrison. I'm looking to share what we know about how to defeat some of these threats. To make sure that you and yours actually have a good shot. And can hopefully keep everyone here in town safe. It is quite possible. Though it's always easier to fight an enemy you know something about.
Very true. So who is our enemy? This time.
At the moment, whoever the son of a bitch that dropped that charm in Town Square yesterday, we have been in contact through a messenger bird, of all things, with a group in the area that is actively hunting the sorts of people who do what happened yesterday. We are hoping the people they are hunting are the same and therefore already somewhat hunted. And I suppose that is where we would start with who our current enemy is.
I see. And what is it we need to know specifically to differentiate these from others?
That's where it gets tricky. I know very little about how what you have works. They're referred to as hunters for a reason, and obviously being the hunted, I'm not exactly given access to archives on the subject. But we may be needing to leave town in the very near future in order to meet with our allies in this hunt. And you are able to block a particular kind of magic that I'm still somewhat surprised was able to function around you yesterday.
It requires a degree of focus.
That makes sense. Well, they have demonstrated so far, particularly that school of magic, more than once that we've been able to determine with attacks against our own and attacks against the town at large. Well, the attack against the town at large so far, there'll probably be more. How many of yours have the same abilities that you have? Or is it just you?
To varying degrees, I know of 12. Some have demonstrated different talents than my own, but...
I believe that while we are gone, having people who can block the kind of magic you can block and yourself in public spaces to hopefully minimize the effects of a similar attack again is going to be most of what can be done. You already seem to be able to detect when people are using magic around you, which I'm also very curious to understand more of. Obviously, if you don't recognize them as one of us, probably for the best to keep them from doing magic if you were able to.
Right. So, more or less, lock down while you're gone. I think we can manage that.
More or less. If we have time, we have sent a messenger back to our allies to schedule a meeting. I do not know when exactly that's going to come, but if we have time before that, I would like to teach you some of the common signs for the type we're after. Unfortunately, practitioners of magic can be quite varied and quite different in their approaches and don't typically have one single way of defeating them. But I will definitely be able to give you more valuable information when it comes to vampires and werewolves and the like.
That would be appreciated. Hopefully unnecessary, but appreciated nonetheless.
To be honest, I'd rather be dealing with vampires. At least most of them are flammable.
And you do have a firebug with you.
It's a pretty obvious solution, really. Easiest 2 and 2 I've put together in a long time.
Well, as a general rule, most things don't enjoy being on fire.
It's the ones that do. Really. Anyway. I suppose I'm going to get back to my hunt for the moment. Gonna wait on that call. Bird. So weird to call birds phones. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be looking for that response. As soon as we can get one. And contact you again once we have a rough idea of how long we have to do prep work on all of this. Unless, well, how many of the people here are on your list of people with new abilities?
He does a quick head count. 4.
Okay. Well, I guess the other question is, how quickly can you assemble them, and how quickly do you think they would want to be here for the kind of information we're going to be sharing? If that's gestures to practice field again. Too disruptive, obviously, I can figure out another time.
Let's just let you get all the information you're going to get, and we'll gather after that.
All right, then. Naomi, it sounds like we're waiting on that bird for a little bit longer.
Seems like it.
Care to join in on a little bit of militia practice for a little while?
Absolutely.
Chase is going to go grab a spear and toss it to Naomi and grab another spear. I'm assuming they have some of the practice stuff just here at the training ground, yeah?
Yeah. Mostly just sticks. Spear without a point on the end of it. So you can stick them with the pointy end without sticking them with the pointy end.
Fantastic. So, yeah, that's where we're going to be for either like an hour or two or until the call comes back.
Okay. Anybody else? Are y'all up to anything else in particular? The rest of the party, that is.
I mean, Aletha would be.
Yeah. Having conversations with tribe members, I suppose.
And probably getting started on... Is that the same practice field where the bodies are?
Yes.
Oh, goody. Which Aletha is probably going to speak with Astoria first and ask her if she would be willing to help allow her to speak with the spirits and, you know, let them know what we're going to be doing before we move to disturb them.
Yeah, I could let you do that. I'm probably not the person to do that. You saw what happened last time I tried.
I know. But I can't do it on my own.
Yeah. I could... You want it now?
No, I... She's gonna kind of look down herself. Well, I'd like to get changed into something they would more likely recognize. And inform some of the other members of the tribal council because they will probably help.
Okay. Well, it probably should be done here, at least for you, so we can, you know, cover it up, you know, the magic thing. Are you wanting your tribe members to speak to them too?
Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be common for the full tribe to do it, or just...
Probably for something of this magnitude, you would bring as many people together as possible. This would be a very big deal.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. Generally, for something like this, it would be more of a full tribe thing because it is, in a way, a homecoming. And a reaffirmation of the promise that no matter what, we will do what we can to make sure that people get the rights that they deserve.
You mean like the full tribe speaking to them?
Perhaps not speaking, but at least in a way being a part of it. Being able to be a part of it. The only other ones who are likely to speak would be council members.
Ben. I do not have correspondence to make this an area effect. Would it be possible to do, like, spirit body of light within my kind of visual range to allow, like, a radius around me to be visible?
That was okay. What I was thinking, because we've talked before about core is things that are outside of your...
Correct. Yeah, within your visual field would be this whole field, and that would not require correspondence.
Okay, so but I would have to be there, and I would have to be maintaining the effect the whole time?
Yes. Also, probably not... I mean, you do you, but probably not something the tribe would want to do in broad daylight in front of a lot of non-tribe members.
I mean... The way I figured this would be going, it would be more of a... inform the members of the tribe, and then inform at least part of the council of... this is going to be going on.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it would kind of, they would hopefully have the field cleared out, except for tribe members.
I mean, if we're going to be doing magic in the open like that, it'd probably be good to have some of the rest of our group there, just in case Nefandi do show up. We just got that warning.
I know. I just wanted to know if you would be willing to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to take a little time to get all of this set up.
Yeah, just let me know when you're ready and we can get started. I'm going to work on some mind spirit things. For Jesse, for now.
Nope, that is fine. I just didn't want to spring it on you at the last moment.
Yeah. I'll, we're in the sanctum still, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll just be over there. She gestures to her and Jessica's little section of the sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over there until you're ready.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
And then, Olathe is going to head out.
Alrighty. It would, it would take you a couple of hours to...
Wait. What? 1 second. Before Olathe heads out, a quick burst of magic while in the sanctum, because, you know, we might as well use that to our advantage. Three suck for life core. To basically just know where the people that she's going to be looking for are in town.
Okay.
Probably some of that going to cover. So if you want a second roll, let me know.
I mean, more or less, they're all over the place. Like, Sarah is at Father Bob's helping with food, because that's something she can manage. And other major tribe members are just scattered around doing assorted tasks for the day.
As well, going to need to know where Russell and the mayor are.
Russell's at the training field. Mayor's at the town hall.
Okay. Yeah, it's more just a, I'm going to do this, that way I'm not spending half an hour searching for one person.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll still spend a couple of hours crisscrossing the town, getting to different people and explaining over and over the same point, more or less. The general vibe from tribe members that you talk to as you go is kind of grief mingled with relief that this has finally been figured out. And the mayor is pretty direct about, you know, whatever you need for this, you have it. Though he suggests doing that in the evening. Just for privacy's sake. And more or less says that if he needs the militia to run people off and not be sightseeing and eavesdropping on a religious ceremony, let him know. But yeah, that takes up your next couple of hours. Is Jesse up to anything during this time?
Is Lachlan open to learning spirit magic and mind magic to prevent this from happening?
I was going to say she would probably want to like check in with Lachlan and see if it's like a responsibility he's come from taking.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be, like, played out. It would just be, like...
I mean, yeah, he most definitely is. Not a problem at all. It's new magic he hasn't touched before, but he's willing to give it a go. To this point, he's a life magic one trick, but, you know, he'll give it a shot.
Well, if he'd like to learn, Astoria is sitting down and making several, well... She's getting started making some life mind trinkets because with trinkets, she doesn't need mind two to give other people wards because if she's making them, quote, quote, for herself and then someone else can use them, mind one should be enough. Right?
Yeah.
You mean charms?
Yeah, sorry, charms, not trinkets.
Okay.
Actually, would this be enough to buy Prime 3 to make trinkets? It is the thing that's up next on my list is, Prime 3.
I'll allow it.
Well, thanks.
That's gonna be a lot of time investment.
Well, she's gonna make a charm first. I'm gonna buy, because I can't do it right now, like, but I can spend the experience now, have that be the terminus? No, whatever it is that starts my Prime 3, and then I can start working on a trinket afterwards. Yeah. But I'm gonna get the charm done first, and then I can walk Lachlan through how to do it.
Perfect.
That's what I'm doing.
Righty. So, at the tail end of about 2 hours at the field, when basically everybody that was at the training field when you guys arrive is leaving, and a new set is on their way out, you guys hear a familiar sound again.
Oh, you're fucking... Oh.
He is orbiting the training field.
Chase is going to look directly at Joseph and say, "That's for me," and to leave the training field.
He just shakes his head. What in... Okay.
Naomi will go put the spear back and follow.
Okay. Once you've stepped away from crowd of people, he descends and lands on your shoulder. There is another box on his leg. Slightly larger box.
And was it for Naomi again, or was it for Chase this time?
He made a beeline for Naomi.
Alrighty then. And Naomi will take off the box again.
Okay. Same thing as before, it's a solid box.
Gonna give us a little bit of privacy here. And Chase is going to kind of wave a hand dismissively and bring back the old dome of no light and sound for outsiders that he did 3 months and last night ago.
Okay.
Are you hiding your trail, Chase?
Only really need the one success to get a small bubble around us, and the other three successes will be going to hiding the trail, yes.
As for the magic to open box, that would be one suck to open box, two suck to close, to keep it hidden.
I got 2 sevens and 2 eights, and that just feels like a neat roll.
That's kind of a neat roll. All righty-dighty. Naomi, when you crack open the box, there is a folded-up piece of paper in there. Small one. When you unfold it, it looks like, it's very hard to read, but it looks like a map that someone has made very, very tiny through the application of some kind of shrinking magic.
Find one to memorize this.
Okay. There is a mark on the map. It looks like just a nondescript address on a paper map. Basically, the map that you're looking at covers the entire state of Illinois and Wisconsin to the north. And the point that is marked is just south of the Wisconsin border.
Oh boy, it looks like we've got a bit of traveling to do. Go. Chase, you ready to go to Wisconsin? Or basically there?
Deep sigh. How far away do we think this is? Wait a minute,
Oh, it's going to be far enough. We're going to wish we had dinosaurs to ride there.
Oh my god, I wish you could have ridden a dinosaur with me.
I got to ride a dragon, but yeah, that would have been cool.
Anyway. Sounds like we have the kind of trek where we prepare ahead of time and spend a day or two getting ready, which means we have plenty of time.
Getting ready, letting the families know we're going to be gone for a little while. I don't know if you need to talk anymore with Joseph. Yeah, time to do some packing and get stuff together.
And, how many of those fancy teleporting charms do we have? Do we have enough to give one to everybody that's, like, important to us?
Ben, I have mentioned before in various RPs that in downtime, Naomi likes to work on continuing to make charms. Feasibly, how many would I be allowed to say that she's been able to make for the teleportation charms?
Are these teleport to Naomi charms?
They're the hop charms, where it's not a specific location.
Okay,
it's
just a blind jump.
The only ones that have had the specificity of to Naomi were her first mind link charms, because she wasn't sure entirely how it worked.
Gotcha. Okay. We'll call it 8.
Okay. Well, I've got 8 extra from the evenings and whatnot that I've been working on. I've got 8 little frogs back at Moletown.
Okay. What I'm thinking is, we get that to friends and family, and we take a hour or so to rig the warehouse up so that it can be sealed off from inside, and, you know, tell them, hey, if anything weird happens, teleport into the bunker and lock it. There's 6 months worth of food down there.
All right.
Because I would like to be very confident that there will be people waiting for us when we're back from our however fucking long this trip is going to take us.
Well, and they all should still have mind link charms as well to be able to call me if something happens.
Yeah, I just want to make sure they have a way of
magically
removing themselves from danger.
I agree, and if all else fails and we decide it's not safe to come back to get them ourselves, then we can work on teleporting them out of there to wherever we are.
Yeah.
But knowing that they're safe in the meantime is helpful.
That's the plan.
Yeah, we can do that. If we've got another day to get ready, I can see about making another one or so. There are a lot of Mortadellos. I'll have to do a head count.
7, including me.
It's like offhand, this is out of character doing math. It's
7, oh, okay.
Mortadellos. Well, that was said in character, but Chase and Naomi are off on their own at the moment. But yeah, doing math, Charby doesn't think that there are enough charms to cover all of the loved ones.
No, we're gonna need to make more. This time, before we let that little bird go, we are going to tie a little piece of paper around its leg that just says, "Leaving in 2 days."
Okay.
Because that doesn't give any particular information aside from some generic nonsense and whatever. They'll have a time frame for us, and that gives us 2 days to make sure we're ready with charms, mind link charms for enough people to get in contact with us if something goes wrong, hop charms to get them to the bunker, enough time spent to properly reinforce that door down to the warehouse side of Moldtown. So that, you know, once people are in it, they can lock that shit and not have to worry about somebody coming down to kill them.
Yeah.
Maybe even work some silver banding into it so that werewolves don't just tear through it because they can just do that with steel.
They sure can, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's maybe work on that door tonight and... Tomorrow, yeah. I will head into the sanctum and just start working on charms, see if I can, if Aletha's not too terribly busy, see if we can work together on them.
General paranoia prep.
Yeah, if I can make more hoppers and get those ready, then so much the better. If we don't need them, wonderful.
Oh my god, did you call it a hopper?
I did.
That's fantastic.
No? Little frogs.
That's fantastic.
You're a correspondo person.
Thank you for noticing.
I've been so distracted with your many other qualities.
Hermione, you're a girl.
Anyway, how far is that?
Back to Harry Potter.
You have a map and an innate understanding of distance.
Hey, no. Ickle.
Yeah.
Give info.
It's about a 3-day walk.
I'd say it'd take us 3 days to walk there. Okay. Might be able to get some horses and cut that time down, though. I know that you and I at least have horses.
Yeah, we do. Okay. We'll plan to be there for 2 or 3 days just to have an idea of how long we're going to be gone.
Probably plan on a week travel time there and back just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Tell them we'll be gone. We'll tell them we'll be gone for like 10 days and hope it's less. Okay. I'm gonna go. I guess we will go, because I'm not ready to not be standing right next to you yet. We are gonna go tell Joseph that we're leaving in 2 days and have a conversation about what they can do to better protect this town and what to be on the lookout for and all that good stuff. And we will paranoia prep and drill real hard for the next 48 hours and then leave.
That sounds good to me.
And dismissing the invisibility and no sound thing. Not that, like, really walked out of everybody's line of sight, so I guess we just kind of pop back into view.
Yeah. Fortunately, people are not paying all that much attention to you currently.
It wasn't really that important to keep it a secret. Joseph probably saw.
Yeah.
We had a raven flying down to deliver us a message and then said, "That's for us." Yeah, Joseph was probably paying attention.
Exactly.
All right.
You've also got a goth girlfriend that looks the definition of a classic witch, so you know.
Yeah. So, just gonna walk back over like that was completely normal and a rational thing to have happened. And nothing was weird at all to let him know. We're leaving in 2 days. I can spend a good bit of time going over assorted basics that hopefully some of you know. Maybe it would be nice to know. Equipping as best we can for some of your people. All that good stuff to deal with any of the potential threats that could come up in the next, we're hoping, around 10 days.
Alrighty.
And then doing so, teaching them, you know, hey, if it's a pentagram made out of blood, probably evil. You probably already guessed that one. Not always, but like, probably evil, especially if you don't recognize them. Anything to do with bones and guts being arranged in patterns probably means bad things. And then, vampires, fire, stake them in the heart. That stuff does actually work. Werewolves are actually weak to silver weapons. I will get your guys some silver weapons before I leave. That kind of stuff.
All right. Okay.
Trying to make sure what we tell them about Nefandi practice doesn't overlap with Astoria's magic too much.
Yeah, you know,
I was just thinking that.
I was thinking about the pentagram.
The blood Astoria. Pentagrams and Astoria, you know.
I've never seen Astoria do a blood pentagram, or a pentagram, actually, I don't think.
She just used one in their church.
Was that a pentagram or just a sigil circle?
It was a pentagram.
Well, it wasn't made out of blood.
No, but blood's one of our foci.
Mm-hmm.
What about Lathis too?
Gonna fucking sick them on us. Yeah, I was gonna say guts arranged in a circle is like specifically also verbena magic. That's
very verbena magic, yeah.
It's also very Nefandi magic. There's 100% chance there has been several instances of verbena seeing verbena magic and saying, I think there's a Nefandis in the area. Just also, showing up and seeing a big old blood pentagram with, like, scattered bones and, like, meat jelly everywhere. Like, absolutely.
That shit just fill.
I mean, canonically, there is a particular sect of verbena that are, like, right on the edge and very easily duped into becoming Nefandi.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up there. And in the time off between now and next week, basically, we'll probably start up next week at the end of the 2 days of prep time. If there's particular role-playing y'all want to do about that, Cinderbud. Otherwise, be doing some homework, thinking about what your preparations are before we're going to leave. Obviously, Chase just said some of the stuff, but, you know, the stuff that you're going to prepare for yourselves or to leave behind you before you go. So you have 2 days to get ready, because that's what you told the order. And then about a 3-day trip north, followed by whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm guessing then that the, exhuming the body and releasing the spirits thing is happening that time then?
Probably. Honestly, it's gonna be up to Olathe if she thinks that that's a priority that needs to be handled now, or have the tribe make preparations to do it when she gets back.
Alright.
That's entirely up to you. What you think, how you think Olathe would prioritize this. it's something we could role play out, or you could have her do it when you get back.
All right.
So just let me know what you decide you want to do.
Yeah, I'll hang on it.